The Big Red Bench.
I'm kind of overwhelmed, you know, by the reception that I got here today. You know, I just, it kind of shows, you know, what a prestigious award this is, you know, the Southside and Sports District. And there were so many people here today, you know, so welcoming. And Sean, you know, the organiser, you know, was brilliant. And, you know, I suppose I got to celebrate this occasion with a lot of my family and, you know, members of the Cork Camogie panel, Cork Camogie management, you know, fellow members as well from my Ballinhassie Camogie club. So it was brilliant.
You're honoured here now today, obviously. We've spoken since the All-Ireland success, player of the match in that game. A couple of weeks out now, processing it all, how does it feel?
Yeah, it still kind of feels like a bit of a dream, you know. I suppose, you know, after the All-Ireland, we kind of regrouped and we had to go back club training, you know, as the championship was going on. But we recently just got knocked out of it. So I think it's kind of only starting to sink in now, you know, I suppose, what an achievement it was, you know, it was in for all of Cork, really. And then I suppose the ladies winning, lady footballer winning last weekend, I think it just shows, you know, how massive, you know, the ladies win was for Cork. So it's just been brilliant.
Here today, the Ballinhassig chairperson went up and then spoke about how proud they were. That must be very special to hear for you.
Yeah, Liz, you know, I suppose I've been playing with Ballinhassig since I've been 6 years of age, and you know, a lot of my inter-county success, I do have Ballinhassig to thank for that. You know, I suppose they've been so supportive and encouraging down through the years, you know, and I suppose anything I've ever wanted, you know, they've always accommodated me. And you know, I suppose it was a really special occasion for them going up to Crow Park, you know, a bus full of kids, you know, going up to support, you know, one of their own. So that is a really special occasion, not just for Ballinhassig, but for every club that has someone involved in the Cork Camogie scene.
Would you count the club as your greatest influence, Seymour, or who would you say has been the greatest influence on your Camogie career?
Yeah, I suppose, you know, I'm the youngest of eight at home, you know, so I suppose I have five older brothers and two older sisters. And, you know, my mum and dad were really immersed in Ballinhassig, you know, GAA when I came along. So, you know, I would say my family have really been my biggest influence, you know, I suppose going out to play with the boys in the back garden and, you know, getting a few thumps and I suppose it toughened you up a bit. So, you know, them along with definitely a lot of the trainers that I had in Ballinhassig have had a massive influence on my Camogie career to date.
You're very humble about the whole thing, even today in your speech, saying how it's a team sport and you're accepting it on behalf of your team. But you got another individual nomination this week with the All-Star as well. It's a great time.
Yeah, it is, I suppose. You know, it's lovely, I suppose, to be getting all these accolades and awards, you know. But I suppose, you know, when you play a team sport, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be in this position today if it wasn't for, you know, the hard work from all the team and the management, the Cork County Board, you know, my club, my family, you know. So I think it's lovely that today, you know, I was able to celebrate that, you know, with everyone here, you know, with Joanne and Anna were here from the Camogie team and Paddy was here from the management team. So, you know, it's great, I think, that everyone can share in the success, you know, and it's not an individual, you know, who's going to win any game for you. It's a team performance. And, you know, I suppose going back to the final, I think that's how we won, you know, it was an overall team performance. And, you know, I think that's how we came out on top in the end.
And 14 of you will be honoured the night of the All-Star Awards, 14 nominations anyway, and it'll be a nice night up in Dublin.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I suppose 14 is a massive number, I think, from any county. I've never actually heard of the likes of it before, so, you know, I suppose it just shows, you know, how strong Camogie was in Cork, and, you know, I suppose how dominant maybe we had been this year. You know, so it's great, I suppose, that everyone, you know, has been recognised, and it's going to be lovely again, you know, to go up there with the girls and have another good night out again.
And I know there's disappointment that you got knocked out of the Camogie quarterfinal stage last week, I think, but you'll winter well now and enjoy the All-Ireland success.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I suppose you always have that in the back of your mind that you need to watch yourself and go back and play with your club again. So, you know, I mean, my season now is over, so we'll definitely enjoy it and, you know, start again then in January next year.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's new Red FM.